You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Bas Dost to score and Wolfsburg to win 4-1. Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win 6-1. Those are the two enhanced offers here with William Hill. Enhanced odds offers. Bas Dost. What a name.
Great name.
What a fantastic name. Standings in Group B mean that Manchester United, given that PSV are 4-5 to beat CSKA Moscow in their last group game, if Man United want to progress, the likelihood is they will have to win this match on Tuesday night. They did beat them in the reverse fixture 2-1. They have won the last three meetings between the two teams as well. But if anyone watched their performance against West Ham on Saturday afternoon, a lackluster describes it perfectly. And it's been that way throughout the course of the season so far. They've had 5 nil-nils in their last 10 matches, Manchester United. And given that when Ferguson was in charge, in his last 100 games, there wasn't one goalless draw. The style of the play has changed. They're not anywhere near as incisive as they once were. And it's starting to become increasingly worrying, Manchester United's performances.
For Man United fans, it is, yeah. I mean, nothing's really changed, has it? I mean, look, you can look at this two ways, DK. And I saw a lot of Man United fans tweeting on, you know, at the weekend saying, you know, this is desperate, this, that, and the other, another nil-nil. But, you know, the defence is still very, very good. And let's not forget that, you know, if they can start scoring goals, they've got the defence sorted. Now, obviously, they're not scoring enough goals because they're not. There doesn't seem to be enough forward play. I don't think they were as bad as everyone's making out at the weekend. And they had chances. If they can add a goal scorer into the mix and someone who can stretch other teams, then I think we will see a very, very good team.
But he's been there 18 months now, Lee.
Yep.
And there seems to be no discernible
Ferguson
improvement.
Was there for years before he turned it around.
That's a fair point. But yeah, 18 months and he doesn't know his strongest lineup or his best formation.
I think he probably does know his strongest lineup, but it's just that he hasn't got an out and out prolific goal scorer anymore. Rooney isn't that anymore. Martial's too young. Started out really well. If he could add, I mean, I think in the press conference afterwards, he kind of contradicted himself a little bit because he was talking about the lack of goals, and someone said to him in the press conference, because he was kind of saying. Our style of play is attacking. It's just that we're not scoring the goals. We're not getting the breaks. And someone said, "Well, if you had a Messi or a Suarez in your team, would you be a different team then?" And he kind of admitted, "Yes, we would be, obviously, because that sort of player drags the opposition defence, doesn't it, and makes them change their mind." People know now if they're going to play Man United, they don't have to be too worried about an attacking threat. There's no marauding wingers anymore crossing balls into the box. What do we say about the Champions League? One of the key things in the Champions League is a good defence. Now, Wolfsburg, not doing amazingly well in the Bundesliga. They lost 2-1 to Borussia Dortmund at the weekend, which is no great shame. Borussia Dortmund, of course, are in really good form at the minute. And it was only like a last minute they got a penalty to equalise and a stoppage time goal from Kagawa, which beat Wolfsburg in the end. So they're doing all right, you know, nothing too much to worry about. And they've been scoring some goals as well. Scored 6 against Werder Bremen in the last home game before that Borussia Dortmund defeat. So, you know, they're obviously a good team, Wolfsburg. And they need to win this as well. Let's not forget. I mean, they're 1-2 to win this group. 7-4 Man United, PSV are 11-1, which might be value, by the way. Wolfsburg 1-6 to qualify. PSV 2-5 to qualify. Man United are 5-6. You were mentioning that the what needs to happen here. Well, what if you look at the standings at the minute? PSV are on 7. Now, if they beat CSKA Moscow, and as you said, that's the odds suggest that's fairly likely. CSKA have only got 4 points, 1 win, 1 draw, 3 losses. So let's say PSV win that game, which we think they will. That moves them on to 10 points. Wolfsburg can't afford to lose, obviously, because they will be knocked out from going top. If Man United beat them, they'd go on to 11, and Wolfsburg would be on 9. Obviously, a draw, unless PSV win really healthily, would make them top the group.
It is well worth noting that if they are all tied on points, it goes down to head-to-head record and not goal difference record.
Yeah.
Because in years gone by, it has been goal difference. It's head-to-head first. If you look on the Champions League website if you're unsure of how these groups are worked out. It's Article 17, and it's called Equality of Points.
I like it.
It's the highest number of points obtained in the group matches played among the teams in question, then superior goal difference from the group matches played among the teams in question, then it's highest number of goals scored in those group matches, and only then does it go to higher number of goals scored away from home in the group matches played amongst the teams. So it's all down to head-to-head records, really.
Yeah, so if Wolfsburg draw with Man United and PSV win, as we think they will, that means that PSV will be on 10 and Wolfsburg will be on 10. Man United are out, and the top of the group is decided then via that head-to-head. So Wolfsburg beat PSV 2-0 in Germany, and the reverse game was 2-0 to PSV. It's really interesting how that's decided. So that's level on points and on goal difference as well, because they both scored 2-0. So that's really interesting. But, I mean, what do you do about, you know, this table? I mean, if you're Man U, you can't afford to draw the game.
You've got to just go. They've got to actually go and try and win this football
absolutely.
Match.
Absolutely. Definitely have to go and win it. There's no two ways about it. And that's what Van Gaal was saying, wasn't he? He was saying at the weekend, we have to go and score goals here. Now, the pressure's on. Wolfsburg know that Man United have to come and win. So Wolfsburg will surely just sit and hit them on the break because they're happy with the draw.
Yes.
And either the two results are good for them. A loss could still be good enough if PSV only draw against CSK, of course. So, you know, depending on what happens in this game. But what you just said there is entirely correct. And from a betting point of view, I think Man United have to go for this. Now, if they score, I think Wolfsburg will come at them as well. I don't think this will be one where Man United score and then shut up shop. I don't think they'll be able to do that against a quality opposition at home. So, you know, we've been talking about this bet all the way through the Champions League. Over 2.5 goals in the match. Odds against. Mm. In a game where both teams have to score goals.
I just don't know. With Manchester United having played this style of football throughout the course of the season where they haven't attacked teams and they've been interested only in keeping possession, it takes a leap of faith to suggest that they can suddenly switch their philosophy or change their mentality and go and win this match.
But it's only the last couple of games in the Champions League where that's changed. I mean, the CSK Moscow game at home, they won 1-0, so that was under 2.5. It was under 2.5 in the reverse fixture in Russia as well. But before that, it was over 2.5 every game they played in the Champions League. Different, you know, this is a different level of opposition, I think. And I know Wolfsburg aren't a world beaters, but like I say, it's the nature of the game. There's no way Man United can sit in and get lulled into some sort of like, you know, midfield, you know, attritional midfield battle where they're just passing it around. They have to go for it. And I think they're that used to doing what you've just described. I think they'll be opened up. I think the fact that they have to go out and try and get goals. So just for me, I'm plain old over 2.5 just because that's what has to happen really here in this game.
Yes. A couple of interesting stats as well before we move on to the next game here. Wolfsburg at home in the Champions League this season, they beat PSV and CSKA to nil. However, Wolfsburg did lose this reverse fixture. They've lost their last seven meetings with English sides in Europe. That's Manchester United, Fulham and Everton. So some hope, if you're a Manchester United fan, for them to get those 3 points on Tuesday night.
The other thing is, in terms of clean sheets away from home, you know, this season, they went to Club Brugge and won 4-0, went to PSV, lost 2-1, went to CSKA Moscow and 1-1. So they're not keeping clean sheets in the Champions League. And the table suggests Wolfsburg are the best team in this group. Well, they've already conceded 3 to CSKA and PSV, so another reason why over two and a half. I was just going to have a very, very quick check on the both teams to score price as well. But for some reason, I can't find it, which is ridiculous. I'll find it in a second.
4-5 it is.
Yeah, the other 2.5 is nicer. But you can always, you know, obviously, I don't think it'll be 3-0 to Wolfsburg or Man United. So both teams to score and over 2.5, 13-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.